Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 80th Shear. Can you believe that?
Ooh.
It's the 80th Shear.
Wow.
In Das Tefillah, as we continue to go into portions of the Sefer that I'm fairly certain very few people have ever gone this far into the Sefer. I don't think most people actually finish the Sefer. They buy the Sefer. I don't know that they get through it. So I'm waiting for like 12 or 13 blank pages and then seeing if anyone ever noticed if anyone got that far into the Sefer. But yes, we continue to uncover mystery after mystery. A very interesting couple of Shiurim coming up. Remember that the question that we asked before last week in regards from the Holy Land, the question that we asked last week, 2 weeks ago, was the very strange thing that both prayer and sacrifice are really called avoda. They're called avoda. They are the things that are more than anything else is called worshiping God. The challenge is that we're also told that the two of them bring a great reward or great forgiveness. Forgiveness, especially in the case of animal sacrifice. And reward in the case of prayer. The whole purpose of davening, we've said again and again, is not to praise God or to thank God. It is to ask him for things. So asked Rav Rakovsky, how could it be that the act of asking him for things, the act of getting things from him, is the ikar ha'avoda? That's the main service of our God. Right? Who made up such a great religion? This is great, that the main thing we have to do for our God is ask him for things and get things from him. So it seems like a very, very strange combination. Again, it's all based on that. You could ask this about all of the mitzvot. What is the idea that we have a God who we're serving for reward? And of course, we'll have to struggle today with the Mishnah in Avos, that you're not really supposed to serve God for a reward. You're supposed to serve him even though there might not be a reward or despite the fact that there's a reward, but that's not what I'm thinking about. But especially when it comes to prayer, where it's on the one hand clearly asking for reward, and second, it's called avoda. It's the main way that we serve God, that we act as servants of God today. How do we square the idea that our main service of God is to ask for and get things from him? A very good question. So he says he's gonna give one answer this week and one answer in Mirza Hashem next week. Shnei drachim salalu lanu raboseinu b'havana se'inyin. Salalu is to make a path, right? There are two paths that were paved, that were established by our rabbis, to deal with this question. Et harishona mevar Rabbeinu Bachya. The first is from Rabbeinu Bachya, and the second is from the Maharal. So you know there's good stuff to come. We got a Rabbeinu Bachya in our future. We have a Maharal in our future. So let's figure out what they have to say. Tonight our goal is to just learn what Rabbeinu Bachya has to say. Rabbeinu Bachya says like this. Va'afal pi. She'ein ha-to'eles b'karbanos l'fi ha-derech hazeh. And according to the idea that korbanos bring repentance, bring atonement. So even though there's no goal, there's nothing accomplished with korbanos l'fi ha-derech hazeh, according to this interpretation, right? We know that God doesn't need the animals. If God benefited from the animals in some way, then that would be service. We can understand that we're doing something for God. That's how you serve someone. That's how you serve a king. You do things for him. You make him happy. But God doesn't need any of this stuff. The only one who benefits from it is we. So even though there's nothing in this, ki im lechote hamakriv levado, the only person who benefits is from the sinner who offers the sin offering. Hinei ha-korban yikre'enu ha-katuv ishei reach nichoach l'ashem. Despite this, sacrifices are called the sweet-smelling fires to God. So how do you put it together? God doesn't care, so to speak. God doesn't need it. So why is it sweet-smelling if the only one who benefits from it is the one who brings it? Mipnei sheritzono shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu davak b'chotei hazeh. because the will of God has met, has joined, has found a meeting place in this once sinner. Achar shenacham al cheto, once he regrets his sin, vehikriv korbano, and he brought a sacrifice. V'hu yit alet zivalo baze v'naaser ritzono. And God commanded him to do this, and he did it. Kedarkam shel harishonim, it is the way of the early writers. Kitzer habachyo bilshono. Right. In general, most of the Rishonim, most of the early writers, Rashi, Tosfot, the Rambam, many others, they wrote in a rather succinct manner. Not so much the Tosfot, perhaps wrote a little more, but most of the earlier writers, perhaps because they were writing before there was a printing press, and they're trying to get as much across as they can in as few words. So the Bachya, Rabbeinu Bachya, he was mekatzer. He gave just a little bit. He shortened his words. Va'aleinu laredet l'omko shel davar ad kama shiyadenu magat. And we have to try to go as far as our hand can go. We have to try to understand what he says in these few lines. Nava'er inyan zeh al pima shekotav beruach chayim lehagrach mivaloshin. Okay, we're going to try to understand this based on a piece from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rav Chaim Volozhiner, of course, was the originator of the modern-day yeshiva. Right, in the 1800s, he created the Volozhin Yeshiva, which is today we assume people go at a certain age, and you go and you learn yeshiva. That was really his innovation, to have a yeshiva like that, where people went and people learned and people... So that idea that there should be a large yeshiva, that was his idea. He also wrote several important books. Probably the most famous of his works is called Nefesh HaChaim, which is a treatise on the way that prayer works, the way that the... It's a very Kabbalistic work as well. And a work on Pirkei Avos, a commentary on Pirkei Avos called Ruach HaChaim. So on Pirkei Avos, he's explaining the Mishnah of... Al tiyu ka'avadim ha-mishamshin es harav ha-manas le-kabal pras, ela hevi ka'avadim ha-mishamshin es harav shalom manas le-kabal pras. Famous Mishnah at the beginning of Pirkei Avos. Don't serve God for reward. Don't be like the servant who serves with the expectation of reward. Be like the servant who serves not thinking about the reward that they're getting. V'kach katav. And this is what he says. Listen to this. He says, whoops, what's going on? Who stole the page?
Just use the sidebar already. Use the sidebar to scroll up or down.
Okay. The Kach Kosov, and this is what he writes. The Na'amik Od Lahaskil Bazet. Let's dig down to try to understand this. Kihine Achare Asher Iker Kavanas Habriya Hilahetiv Levorov Libruav. If you'll argue that the main reason why God created the world, Oy Gevalt, who knows why God created the world? But if you'll accept that the reason why God created the world was so that he would have something to shower good upon. And we'll go through these and other reasons why God created the world soon, in case you wanted to know that. We'll soon look, in the words of the Ramchal, why it is that God created the world. But if we accept the famous opinion that why did God create the world? To give us stuff, to give us reward. The imkain, lefize, yitachain. Therefore, it makes sense ki ha'avoda hayoter chashuva umakubelas. Therefore, the best kind of service of God tihiye almanas lekabel pras. If God created the whole world to give us reward, if God created the whole world to give us things. But he didn't want to give us things for free because things we get for free don't mean very much. So he created a whole system that we could earn our reward, and therefore it'll be really meaningful for us. But God created the whole world so that we could earn reward. So then I would imagine that the best way to do this is, hey, God, I'm doing this so you could give me reward. That's why you created me and the whole world. Ki ya'avod almanas shiyetiv lo shiyagia mizeh nachas ruach lefonav yisparshim. He says it's a bit of a paradox. What do you mean we shouldn't serve God for reward? Isn't the whole reason why God wants us here so that he could give us reward? He is a good God and he likes to give reward. So why can't I say, here you go, God. I'm doing good stuff. Give me reward. Make yourself happy. I know you want to give me things. Please, please make yourself happy. He says, shockingly, ach be'emet, im mechavein ba'avodaso shiyagia lo schar. The truth is, he says, if the reason why you're doing a mitzvah is just in order to get the reward, v'kavanoso rak kedei shiyagia mizeh nachas ruach l'Hashem yisparach, but the only reason why I want the reward is not for me, it's for you. I want you to be able to give me reward. Personally, I could kill this. I don't need the reward. I would do without it. But I know how happy me. Sophia's laughing because it's like, it sounds like, who would believe such a thing, right? What does that mean? But if you read that, that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means you shouldn't be doing a mitzvah because you'll said, oh, goody, then I'll get reward. But if the intention for your mitzvah is so that God could give you the reward and God could enjoy that, then that is the best. V'kavanoso rak kedei shiyagia mizeh nachas ruach l'Hashem yisparach. I just want to give HaKadosh Baruch Hu some nachas. Now, this is not such a strange thing. Behetivo imbruav chelef avodasam, that give God some joy in being able to give reward to his creatures. Zehu ha'avoda hama'ula. That is the best intention one can have when they're doing the mitzvah. Achein, im mechavein hu lahanaso, but if I do it because I want to enjoy the reward, then hi avoda hapachusa shehiz hiranu mizeh. That's the lesser kind of avoda, that it's better not to be that way. We know that it's a good place to start. If you start that way, mitoch shelo lishma balishma, if you start just to get the reward and then you build from it. But the ultimate goal, he says, this is so, did you ever think of it this way? The ultimate goal of my mitzvos is the reward, but it's to give God the geshmak of being able to give that reward. It's not such a strange thing. It's not such a strange thing. Even in our human interactions, we know that there's pleasure from the one who gets the thing, and there's also pleasure from the one who gives the thing. It depends on the relationship. It depends on the situation. If I borrowed money from you and I'm just returning it, or if you work for me and I'm just giving you a paycheck, so maybe or maybe not I'm happy with that. But certainly when it comes to two people who are close to each other, right? The one giving the present gets a lot of nachas from being able to give a good present. Being able to give a good present. And with Father's Day coming up, wink, wink. So we know that it's yadua that on Father's Day, presents are as much for the giver as the receiver. Because how many ties could you possibly have anyway? Right? Some of the most famous Father's Day presents are much more exciting for the child to give than the parent to get. And it doesn't mean it doesn't have meaning, but the child is so excited to be able to give this to their parent. They worked on it in school, and they want to be able to give it. And the last thing you want to say is, oh, that's what you made. No. You want to say, oh, this is the best thing ever. I needed a paperweight. That's what I needed. Look at my desk. It's such a mess. I needed a paperweight that you painted in school. That's what I needed. How did you know? That's the way we're supposed to relate, not just to our Father, but to our Father in heaven. To our Father in heaven. And that's, again, we've said this many times. One of the reasons for human relationships is to begin to understand ways of connecting to an unknowable God. So in fact, when I do things so that God is happy with me and that God wants to give me presents and that God gets to give me presents, you know who's more excited than I am to get it? The Ribono Shel Olam. It's so interesting because sometimes we feel like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift and we thank him publicly. We don't realize how happy he was to be able to give us that gift. When we have a Refuah Shleima, and we're so thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do we also think about the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is happy? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, so to speak, overjoyed that he was able to do that for us? It's usually not the way we think. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, such gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But we don't think of how happy HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And similarly, we don't think about how sad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is when tragedy hits us. I'll never forget, we had the schus to hear of Usher Weiss a few years ago. So he was in America, he was in the Five Towns. He spoke a few months after his wife, very young, passed away. And he was talking about the pain that he felt and the pain that he was going through in Shiva and the questions that he had. And he said, he actually said this in front of a group of rabbis, that his greatest sadness was the sadness that he felt for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to do this to his wife. Oh my gosh. Wow. That was his greatest sadness, that he felt the sadness of the Shechina, that for whatever reason, it was required that she end her life, that her life be finished, that she die from, she was sick for quite a while, that she die. And the one who's most upset about it is the Ribono Shel Olam. And he was crying during Shiva, not for him, but for the Ribono Shel Olam. So here he's talking about the reverse. Iker kavanas habriyahu. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world, as hard as it is for us to understand? Olam chesed yibaneh. To create a world that he could do chesed for us. Yitziras makom shebo tia efsharut lenivraim lekabel hatava. God created the world so that he could give us good. Ta'anug v'idun, joy and pleasure below gvul, without any limit. Netzach, eternal good. Yediyazu nitzreches lekol adam Yisrael kishoresh v'yisod l'ascholas darko. And this is so not well known. He says this idea that God wants us to succeed. God wants to give us reward. God wants us to have good things. This is the basis for our connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The basis for our avoda. Kafi shemavar haramchal betchila sefer Mesilas Yesharim. As the Ramchal says in the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, Yesod hachasidus v'shorish ha'avoda hatmima. The ikar of chasidus, not chasidus like chasidim, but chasidus to, how do you translate chasidus? To be very careful with your actions. And the source of pure service of God, hu sheyitbarer v'yitameit, you have to figure out and you have to establish as true etzel ha'adam machavasu ba'olam. Right, that's the famous part of the statement. Every person has to try to figure out what they're here for. V'lama tzarech sheyasim mabato u'magamato b'chol asher hu amel kol yamei chayav. He says, the first thing you got to figure out is what you've been placed in this world to do and what were you placed in this world to do. So most people end at that sentence. And then they say, you have to figure out what your tafkid is and everybody needs to look at their kochos. That's not what the Ramchal was saying because the Ramchal answers it. V'hinei ma shehorenu chachamenu zal hu ha'adam lo nivra elo l'hitaneg al Hashem v'lehanos meziv shchinasa. I was created so that I could get benefit from Hashem, so that I could enjoy the ultimate rewards of having a relationship with Hashem, of feeling like I'm in His presence, of feeling that He cares about me. Yesod v'tachlas ha'avoda hukir mitzono yisbarach. So think about it. The basis of my avoda is to fulfill His will. What's His will? L'hiyot ra'uy lekabel himanu es hatavaso hagemura. He created this whole world so He could reward us, so He could give us things. He is a good God who went through the trouble of creating the whole world so He could give us things. But for our own good, He won't and He can't give it to us unless we pass the test, unless we do the right thing. When we do the right thing, we allow Him to reward us. That's what He wants. He lives to put that medal around our necks. He lives to get the nachas from us and to reward us. So by doing the mitzvos, we fulfill His will to be able to reward us. Our goal in life is to become meritorious, to become worthy of His blessing. That's what we're supposed to do. Umikan niftach lanu tzohar, with this we get a window into what we're saying from the words of, now we can understand what Rabbeinu Bachya is saying. Ritzono bevrias ha'olam hu lehitiv lebruav. Now, in the parentheses, in the brackets, he's putting in his own words now. But he's again quoting Rabbeinu Bachya. Once you get to the quotation mark soon. Ritzono bevrias ha'olam hu lehitiv lebruav. God created the world to do good for us, to give us reward. B'kiyum ha'avoda mitkayem ritzono. And therefore, by serving Him, we accomplish what He wants. Shaharei ritzono, His desire, hu ratzon ha'hatava ha'gemura. Okay, His ratzon is to be able to give full good. Davak b'chotei hazeh, now I am in line with Him. Before, I was denying Him the pleasure of giving me reward. But now, once I repent, I'm in line with what He wants. Achar shenacham al cheto v'hikriv korbana. Because now, I am once again deserving of His reward. Shela achar shenitkaper ra'ui hu lekabel ha'atava. Because once I bring the sacrifice, I'm now able to get reward. V'hu yitalet zivalo bazeh. And that's what He commanded me to do. Shezeu tzivoy ha'avoda lishaper b'korban, because that's exactly what He laid out. Kidei shiyeh adam achot teshuv ra'u lekabel ha'atava. Why did He tell me to bring a korban? So that I could repent. Why does He want me to repent? Why does He care if I repent? He's not insulted if I don't repent. But He wants me to repent because He wants to celebrate with me. He wants to be there. He wants to give me that hug. He wants to have that moment. It's not just for me. It's kiviyochol for Him. That's why He wants me to succeed. Because He gets nachas. Because He wants to see me happy. Because He wants to provide that happiness. V'na'atzer ritzono. Bazesh hu yitbarach ke'et yetiv lo michadash. Now He can give me again. V'kach gam be'inyan korban hanavdava. And this is true even with a willing offering, right? Not for a sin. Hamakriv hachefetz, hachafetz, the one who brings the korban, who wants, lalos b'madrega lehidamos l'malochei sovuvei ha'merkava. This was the language we saw before of Rabbeinu Yonah. The person who brings a sacrifice out of his goodwill, he wants to come to the Beis HaMikdash. Why does he want to come to the Beis Hamikdash? So he'll be inspired, he'll be more angelic, he'll be closer to God. Hare chefetz zeh hu kiyam ritzono yisbarach. Ritzon zeh hu hatashuka shel adam lehisanig al Hashem lohanas meziv shchinoso. V'alo zu hitachlas kavanoso ritzono yisbarach bebriya. So you're right, it's for us. When I want to go to the Beis Hamikdash because I want a spiritual high, God doesn't need me to have a spiritual high, but he wants me to have a spiritual high. V'gam b'avodas hatfila, kol in she'ela sirachim, bakashas haslicha v'kapar she'elas, whatever it is I'm asking for, that's an avoda. Hamitpalel, b'yodo shezehu ratzon habore lehitiv l'adam atav agmura. Could we ever think about this when we're davening? We almost feel when we're davening so often like we're like God doesn't want to give it and I have to convince him to give it to me. No. I have to convince him that I'm worthy of it. I have to raise myself up, but of course he wants to give it to me. Mekayim es ritzono yisparach ba'ovdo lefanav betfila. U'bachshiro asatzmo yidei kach lekabel ha'atava hazos. It's all about the reward. But the question is, from whose perspective? And he says, like, the next line is amazing. Nifla lehitbonen ba'achdus ratzon ha'oved v'ratzon ha'bore yisparach ba'avoda tamazu. It is amazing then to consider how similar my desire and God's desire is. We both want the same thing. we both want me to be happy. The only difference is God wants me to work to be happy. I want to be happy without putting in the work. God knows that that's not really happiness. God knows that that's really cheap. God wants me to succeed. God wants me to get physical reward. He wants me to enjoy. And it's amazing, he says, how similar, how in line my goals are with God's goals. I want to have the Geshmak herring on Shabbos. He wants me to have the Geshmak herring. This is amazing. And that was the prayer of Rav Alexandri, interesting name, after he prayed Shmon Esrei. This is in the Gemara in Brachos. Ribon ha'olamim. Galui viadu lefanecha shritzoneinu laasos ritzonecha. God, you know that we want the same thing. Deep down, we want all the same things. Umima akev seor shebeisa v'shibud malchus. Seor shebeisa, the yeast in the dough. The yeast in the dough is a mashal for the Yetzer Hara. That's why we don't have yeast on Pesach. Right, we have a yeast-free Pesach, v'shibud malchus, and all the difficulties of life. If we could just shake ourselves, if we could just think straight, if we could just shake the Yetzer Hara, and we just could have a moment of peace, internally we're pulled, externally we're pulled by a million things, if we could just think straight, we'd realize that we all want the same thing. Yehi ratzon lefanecha shetatzileinu mi'adam. Please, God, save us from our Yetzer Haras. Save us from all the anti-Semitism and all the problems in our life and everything that distracts us. V'nashuv lasos chukei ritzonecha b'levav shalem. And allow us to do your will with a full heart. What do you mean with a full heart? It means that if you didn't want the reward, it wouldn't be a full heart, because we do want reward. We do want reward. If we had to completely forego the reward, we wouldn't do it with a full heart. But the good news is, we want the same thing God wants. Ritzoneinu ha'pnimi, our inner desire, b'chol bakashasenu al tzorcheinu. Really, what do we want deep down? Hulasos ritzonecha, to do your will. Sharei zehu ritzoncha yitbarach lehitiv lanu, because that's your will, to do good to us. And what stops us from this simple equation? I want the reward. God wants to give me the reward. It should be so easy. But the Yetzer Hara tells me, nah, there's another way to get it. And the Shevet Malchiyah says, I don't have time to think about it. I don't have time to think about those rewards and those kinds of things. Ulekach Romeis Pshat Divrei HaRikanti. Rikanti is one of the early Kabbalists. Bebi'uro Alinyan HaKorban. And this is what the Rikanti says in his explanation of what a korban is. Veda, and no. Ki HaKorban Mekarev Ratzon HaShafal. When you bring a korban, you sacrifice this lower base desire you have. Umiyachto umekarvo baratzon ha'elyon. And you line yourself up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Umekarev ratzon ha'elyon kedei liyachto baratzon ha'shafal. And you bring these two together. You bring my ratzon together with the ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Va'od omek milim lefanenu b'inyan zeh, says this quote from the Rikanti, we're just touching the surface. And the Mirtz Hashem will understand, we'll have to go back to this quote from the Rikanti when we understand this even better. But that is the first fantastic explanation of Rabbeinu Bachya. Again, the question is, how are we serving God? By doing things that will reward us, that will bring us reward? The answer is that that's the thing God wants most in the world. For us to be able to be deserving of reward, and him being able to give us that reward once we deserve it. That is how we serve him. That's how we make him happy. That's what he really wants. He's not, as we often imagine, this distant force. He's not this candy machine that if we do the right things and we press the right numbers, certain things will come out. He's not this thing that's looking at us and judging us. And he's a loving parent. He bought the sour sticks so we could have them over Shabbos. And he put them in a high cabinet and he said, you got to behave over Shabbos because I want to give them to you. If you don't behave, I can't, because it's bad for you if I don't. But when I'm able to give it to you, right? The mom comes out, the bubby comes out with her chocolate chip cookies. What is a bigger pleasure for the bubby than watching the grandchildren eat the chocolate chip cookie? Right? There's no way that the kids could appreciate the chocolate chip cookies as much as the Bobby appreciates them eating her chocolate chip cookies, right? But still, she has to only do it if they've deserved it. To give it to them in a way that's going to hurt them, she doesn't want them either. She loves them. So the ratzon is to be able to enjoy the reward, to have the reward, and the idea of bringing a korban is to say, God, I want to be the kind of person that you'll give a reward to. I want to make you happy. I want to make you proud. And I want to make you able to give me. That's answer number one from Rabbeinu Bachya. And next week, Lined there will look at answer number two from the Maharal. Okay?
Rabbi, just saying the Mishnah Avos. So therefore, with this explanation, Mishnah Avos, one's attitude towards mitzvot, the schar of mitzvot.
Right. It's okay, and it's actually good to think about the schar, but only to think about God's pleasure in giving the schar. Most of us, when we do a mitzvah to get the schar, we're doing it because we want the schar. We're not thinking
about it. We want to line our own pockets as opposed to...
That's right. We're not thinking of how excited he'll be when he's there. We never think of that. It's just such a fascinating way of looking at it. We never think of how glad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that we're glad. How glad he is when he's able to do something for us. We thank him. We appreciate it. We say it's from him, but we don't think of him in that way. We don't think of him as a parent who's also ecstatic that we have this thing, who gets joy out of us having it. Can you imagine every time you say a bracha, imagining that it's Bobby's potato kugel and she's watching you and she wants so badly for you to enjoy that kugel. It gives her such pleasure to watch you eating it. That's the way we should think about it. When we have things,
the metaphor in the Gemara about the calf and the cow.
Yes, right? More than the calf wants to suckle, the cow wants to give the milk. Right, that's correct. Wow, so that's Rabbeinu Bachya for tonight. Next week we'll Mirtz Hashem look at the Maharal. Okay, I wish everyone a Chag Sameach, yeah. Chag Matan Torah Sameach.
I'll see you soon.
Yes, we're hoping. We're looking forward.
Looking forward. Also, there's a book.